Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As ever, if you have any questions for me, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. Or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. And before we go any further, if you'll just indulge me for a quick second, I am taking part in the VHI Women's Mini Marathon once again this year in aid of News Talk's charity partner, the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. They do phenomenal work. And if you have been reading or listening to the news over the last number of years, you will know that their services are so highly in demand. And every single cent that we raise over the coming weeks between now and the end of May, which is when the mini marathon is on, will make a phenomenal difference. So I'm asking, if you have €2 to spare, would you please consider donating? You can go to idonate.ie/run4DRCC26. So again, it's idonate.ie/run4DRCC26. Or you'll find the link in my bio on Instagram at JessKellyNT. My goal is to raise €500. And I would love to reach that target if at all possible. I'm not going to lie, I won't be running the mini marathon, I don't think, unless there's some miracle between now and the end of May. I kind of goosed my knee last year whilst taking part. So the running thing has kind of fallen off the radar ever so slightly. But even if I have to crawl the 10 kilometres, I'm going to get it done. And as I say, it's all in aid of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, which I am so proud to represent and run for. And every single euro makes a difference. So please, if you can, in any way, shape or form, do consider supporting. Right. Shall we move on? I think we shall. Emmett Ryan, how are you?
Oh, grand, just grand, you know. I'm thinking this media lark, this being a journalist, it's just not working out. So I'm going to pivot and I'm going to become a professional skier instead.
Well, I mean, that's not the weirdest pivot we've heard in the last few weeks. It made me laugh. I was at home the other day and you text me going, please, can I come on and have a rant about this story? And then when I looked at it, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, you can. Would you like to tell the boys and girls listening about the story?
Absolutely. Hello, boys and girls and NBs and everybody. So, Allbirds is a company you may have heard of, particularly if you're into footwear. They're all about sustainable footwear, like it was all recycled materials, lots and lots, and it was all direct to consumer. So you either went to an Allbirds store if you're in America or anywhere in the world, including there, you could buy online and get these good for the environment shoes. And Wall Street loved them. They hit a $4 billion valuation at one point. And then things didn't work out. It turned out people didn't really want to buy their shoes to the level that anyone thought, and that they weren't worth $4 billion, and they eventually were worth, well, by business terms, next to nothing. They were down to about a $21 million valuation, which is still a lot more money than I have, but a lot less than $4 billion. So last week they announced, don't worry, we realized shoes aren't the thing. We're going to be an AI business. We're going to sell GPUs, which are basically processors, processing power, to startup AI companies, and that's what we're going to do now, which, as you can probably tell, is very different to footwear. Also, their stock price absolutely rocketed. So at one point they went from being worth, I think they were valued at $21 million, to being valued briefly in the high double-digit millions, and they're back around the $40 million, $50 million valuation now. But suffice to say, it's all very, very stupid.
This is akin to you texting me saying I'm going to become a professional skier. Like, it is a massive pivot, because I wouldn't necessarily see the instant connection between if you can sell shoes, then you can now sell chips for AI and focus on AI as an entire business strategy. What's the rationale? Is it literally just because they weren't making money with the shoes?
Much, yeah. Like, seriously, even what they're going into is already a comically crowded market, because I'm sure GPU as a service wouldn't necessarily be the top of mind to everybody, but it's basically like buying power for AI services is essentially what it is. And there's some companies you might have heard of who are already in this space: Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and there's lots of other smaller ones below all of them. And like people who are professional skiers, they've been doing it all their lives and they know what they're doing for a long time at least, and they know what they're doing. Whereas, like me in skiing, where I've never been on a pair of skis, Allbirds have never done anything like this. Like, this is totally out of it. They're going to be called Newbird AI. They've stopped making shoes, though they have sold the brand of Allbirds to a company which basically buys up these sort of distressed brands and sells products under their name later on. And so they decided that we're going to be an AI company. The only detail they have is we're going to sell this product, which is already pretty much commodified, and sure, we'll do great. And that's it. Like, it is literally sort of like the way people said if you add blockchain to something a few years ago, you'll do well. It seems now is saying you're an AI company is all you need to do now to get some stupid money if you've already got a bit of a name in another field.
Is this not like a massive smoke signal telling the world that things are officially delulu when it comes to AI, and perhaps this might be a bit of a bubble?
Enormously so. I was saying to a pal a couple of weeks ago at a football match of all things, the thing with AI is not whether or not there's a bubble. Like, you've got to accept there is a bubble. The question is how big it's going to get before it bursts, and how much, because the bigger it gets, obviously, the greater damage it gets, and the broader that damage hits across other industries. And Allbirds doing this pivot is a sign that things are expanding in the worst possible way. Because if this can get by and they got a 50 million investment from an unknown investor to facilitate this, so that means somebody put real actual money behind this, which is what led to all the money being spent on them on the stock market, like rocketing their stock price up. So they were trading around, I think it was $2, $3 a share, maybe four, the day before the announcement. They went as high as 24 on the day of the announcement, and they're back down to 880, which is still like, comfortably over double what they were. And so, yeah, it's like, just by saying you're doing this, you can get money, which means the bubble bubbles are out of control by nature, but the bubble is expanding at a absolutely, as you put it, delulu rate.
I just feel like I'm glad that we're talking about this now. So when the Netflix documentary comes out in a few months or a few years' time about this scandal, I'll have a reference point to it in my own life, because I just don't understand how such a severe pivot can make sense, and also that they can be taken seriously enough that they're now a player in what you correctly described as a very overcrowded playing field.
And the companies in there are so many times bigger than what Allbirds, even with its new valuation, are. Like, we're talking companies valued at the trillion level, which is that's 12 zeros. Allbirds is still at the six zeros, remember, level. So it's like, maybe seven, I suppose. But that's a lot of zeros in the difference, Jess. And you kind of look at this and you go, lads, like, we're all absolutely off our rockers here. It's like, and like, we again, like, we've seen this before with previous things. Like, we're both too young to remember the exact nature of the dot-com bubble, but even in school you can kind of tell, this thing's a bit mad. Like, everything is like an internet these days. Like, obviously there was been the blockchain bubbles, but of course, because they haven't fully gone away, because of course Bitcoin keeps rising, but that means that other bubbles can exist elsewhere. And now we have it with this tool that everybody's using, and but as a result, I guess, with Allbirds or Newbirds as they're being called now, they're not like targeting anything original, because there's a pretty broad variety of ways to make money in the AI sector. Allbirds have chosen arguably the most expensive part of it to enter, and the most crowded as a result as well.
So, like, when this documentary comes out, this documentary that hasn't been announced, but I just can imagine it, is the arc of this going to be nobody believed we could do it, but look at us now? We are now with multiple zeros after our initial valuation figure, or is it going to be it crashed, burned, and was the laughing stock of the tech sector?
Appear at the start of the third act, and I'll say with a very sincere voice, and Jess said to me, it's Delulu. And that's just gonna happen. Like maybe the start of the third act about this pivot, like, it'll be us, like, and I'll be looking very serious and you'll be even more sort of, serious somehow. And yeah, we'll be like doing that cold thing that they always have at Netflix when they have that pivot. Because like, Netflix documentaries, at least you can see the pivot coming. And it's like other companies have changed wildly before, but the ones that succeeded took forever to do it. Like, Nokia started out like, over a century before mobile phones were a thing, so they were like in paper and rubber, and then they moved into electronics, but it was all gradually staged. Samsung, was a trading company essentially of groceries and the likes, but again, gradual, evolution of what it made. Like, it wasn't like it went, okay, we're selling dried fish, to okay, we're now the biggest electronics company in the world, or one of them. There was gradual stuff over decades changing. Whereas Allbirds are like, oh well, shruggy emoji, we're AI now. So it's crazy. Like, it's absolutely bonkers. Like, if this will be more like a Fyre Festival doc than anything, I think, when the Allbirds one is made by Netflix. And yeah, it's going to be, a disaster. I don't see any way this works. And I'm not even going to do the joking, prove me wrong, like, in a sarky sense, because it's so stupid it doesn't even merit the joke. Like, whoever put money into this, congratulations, you've burned a few dollars, and because you're never seeing that money again. And like, I don't see any way, when they have so little market knowledge, so little capital in a sector which has so much of both already, that they can remotely think this is somehow an area that is easier than footwear, which, by the way, was already a very, very difficult area.
Yeah, so how long are we going to give it before it either crashes and burns or makes us look like fools for doubting them?
Oof, that's a great one. It'll take longer for the latter if it was to happen. So that would be at least 2 years, realistically. But crashes and burns, more likely. If it's truly, proper crash and burn, it'll be 6 months. If they're good yappers in the, boardroom of Allbirds, they might make it go 15, 18. But that would involve some top tier, absolute nonsense talking, is the best way to put it. But I'd be putting more money on 6 months than the 15, 18.
Okay, well, look, put it in your diary now. In 6 months' time, you're going to come back and we're going to review where they're at, what the.
Allbirds will have collapsed.
No, but let's stay on it. Let's just see what happens. But you have to love the Delulu in some ways. Emmett Ryan, technology journalist, as always, thank you so much for joining me here on News Talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was tech journalist Emmett Ryan chatting about that banana story from Allbirds. Let me know your thoughts. techtalk@newstalk.com. Now, regular listeners to this program will know that I am a huge fan of Google Family Link. I recommend it all the time as a really good starting point for parents giving a first device to a child. It gives you eyes on what your child is doing. It is free. It is very easy to navigate. And this week, Google has announced new features coming to the platform for Irish parents. And I'm delighted to say that Dr. Garth Graham, YouTube's Global Head of Health, is with me now to talk through it. Garth, it's great to talk to you. So this is focusing in on YouTube Shorts in particular. Can you just explain what's being announced and why you're focusing in on those shorts?
Parents will be able to set whether they want their kids to view an hour, half an hour, or a no short form video through the short form video feed on YouTube. And we're making it easier for parents to set it up. So we're putting really emphasizing putting parents in the driver's seat. It's really simple for parents to set that up in terms of the short form video feed. They just click into their YouTube account, click under their kids' YouTube setting for the YouTube setting, and then go to time management, and they can see the options there in setting up their the timer from 30 minutes, 15 minutes to 0 minutes in a day. So we're really giving parents the ability to control how they view how much short form video their kids view through the short form video feed. So, we spend a lot of time talking to parents, and one of the things we've learned is, parents want more control over different aspects of their kids' journey. And one of those is short form video, but they also want us to, continue to work to make it easier for them to access these tools, et cetera. And so, in learning that, that's why we've set up this feature. But just I should have also mentioned, we've also made it easier for parents to sign up their accounts, to set up a simpler account for their kids, so they can go in. Go into the family link, and they press they go through the steps to set up their account for their kids, and then that allows them to toggle easier just between each kid. So then I have different kids' ages in my account in my family, and so I can toggle between my 11-year-old versus my 13-year-old. So we made it simpler for parents to sign up for these kids' accounts, and then again. Within these kids' accounts, they can do things like set the amount of time that they're going to be viewing short form video.
We spoke previously about the importance of parents knowing where to find the tools to make the internet and social media and all of the platforms that bit safer. Can you just remind us how parents can set up Google Family Link for anyone who hasn't done it yet?
Yes. So to set up a Google Family Link, they can download the Google Family Link app, and then they can select just really go in, sign in, or sign in through their Google account and go to the Family Link. They can then select add a child to create or link these Google accounts, and then on the child's device, they can go to settings and go into parental controls and just click let's do this. So. It's a way to be able to link it. So it's pretty simple, just going in and selecting add a child to create the link on the parent's device, and then on the child's device, just clicking on the parental controls and tapping let's do this, and then and then they can follow the on-screen instructions there. So it's pretty simple to hopefully set those up.
Yeah, that was Dr. Garth Graham, YouTube's global head of health, speaking to me about that new feature that is within the Google Family Link. As you heard him explain there, it is incredibly easy to set up. It is free, and it is a really good tool to kind of give you that peace of mind and a bit of information as to what your kids are doing on their devices and where they are spending their time. Right, when we come back here on News Talk, I'll answer your tech questions.